I was just saying to some of the boys in there, like, that's the best feeling I've had coming off a football pitch, in fairness, like, sprinting for the club and all, and everyone that came down the night, and for the group of boys as well, like, because, you know, we've put on a lot of work since January, February, like, pre-season, and now I'm delighted.
Well, listen, you've had your injury troubles this season, Mark. Yeah. You were playing well as well when you picked up that injury, but listen, tonight you've written your name into a wee bit of Harps folklore with that goal.
I wasn't playing the best up until about the halfway through the season. I know I started hitting a bit of form, and then I got injured. I done my medial and my knee, and sort of was struggling. Rushed to come back to play that Drogheda game, and probably done a bit more damage to it, and, you know, sort of played through the pain barrier and all tonight just to be a part of it, and not happy with the goal.
Tell us about that. Listen, there was a chance in the first half before that goal. You hit the post, some might feel you should have scored.
Definitely, I felt I should have scored myself. I just tried to sort of bend it into the corner, and never bent it, just sort of came off my foot straight and hit the post. But I was sort of raging with that, but happy enough for the goal.
And the goal coming right on the stroke of half time, and it came at the end of a good move, Nathan playing you in, into the box. You got on your left foot again, and you were always going to find the net with that one.
Definitely. I mean, it's the perfect time to score, you know, and knock the stuffing out of them, definitely. And to be fair, when we came down, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough game, but we felt that if we got that goal, if we got the first goal, that, you know, we'd probably go on and win the game, and that's the way it panned out, so we're happy enough.
And listen, you saw it out in the second half, and then Nathan Boyle's goal, it sealed the deal in the end, didn't it?
I definitely did. Nathan's been brilliant since he's come in too. Like, he's given us a whole new dimension. Like, he's all one runner and behind, and, you know, the boys knew that if they can slide the ball down the side, he's nobody going to catch him. That was a brilliant finish, in fairness to him.
Well, listen, back in the Premier Division again, Mark, you've been there with St. Pat's and Derry City as well, so back up with Hearts next year, and hopefully next year, you know, the club can settle in there and maintain their place in the top division.
No, definitely. Like, hopefully we can keep the majority of that squad, because, you know, as sort of most people know as well, it's a brilliant group of boys, like, and everyone sort of wanted to work hard this year. And now if the club can hold on to the majority and add a few, you know, we'll be all right, like, next year.